Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday, December 31st, 2019 edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and this is the final podcast of 2019 and the final podcast of the decade. So crazy, crazy, crazy stuff, guys. Happy New Year's. Happy early New Year's. Some people are already celebrating it, so happy New Year's to them. But for us, we still have, about 14 hours to go. But I'm sure it's going to be a really nice day for everyone. Tomorrow's a holiday, of course. It's going to be good. I will be doing a short podcast tomorrow. Nothing crazy. It's a holiday. But today, it's going to be a pretty packed show because there is a card tonight. PFL 2019 Championship. So that's going to take place tonight. Six title fights. And Ryzen took place this morning in Japan. I said I was going to preview it. I made a mistake there. The card actually already took place because Japan's a time ahead of us. So that card already took place. I did not stay up and watch this card. I wanted to, but I haven't been feeling that well the last few days, and there was no way I was going to make it till, I think it ended at about 9 a.m. Eastern time. So it was a long card, about a 10-hour long card. They have the intermission in there. Kudos to anyone who did stay up. I just followed my boy Garbaka Hitman on Twitter, and I pretty much caught up on the card like that. I did not watch the card. So I know I missed out because apparently it was an amazing card. I'm just looking at the results right now. It looks like it was a crazy, crazy card. And I will be talking about it and the results and the significance of the fights, but I didn't watch the card myself. I do plan on going back and watching at least the highlights of these fights. I did see some of them on Twitter, but yeah, some crazy results for sure. But yeah, I'm gonna start with PFL and then I'll go to Ryzen. So PFL takes place tonight, the last event of the decade, PFL 2019 Championship, and a really good card. You guys know I like PFL. I like their format. I like that we see some different fighters. And I like the fact that MMA fighters are able to compete and win $1 million. Like, it's very hard to make money in this sport. So at least we do have this option with PFL for these guys to go there, fight, and try to win some decent money, because we know that it's hard to make that kind of money in the UFC or Bellator. Even if you're a really good fighter, it's going to take a couple years at least to make that kind of money. So let's start. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. And the first fight is actually a non-title fight. The only non-title fight on the card. But definitely a fight that's interesting. We got a featherweight bout here between Brendan Loftening and David Valente. This is pretty much a showcase fight for Loftening. 18-3 record. We know him from The Ultimate Fighter. We know him from the UFC. Fought one time in the UFC back in 2012. Lost to Mike Wilkinson. And really worked his way back up over the years. Actually beat Wilkinson in a rematch at ACB a couple years ago. And the last four fights he's actually won. He's won 8 of his last 9 overall. And he's coming off a nice win over Matt Wagging is PFL debut. We all remember him from his win over Bill Algie on the Contender Series, which was a great fight, one of the better fights of this season's Contender Series. And Dana White did not sign him to the UFC despite fans and media wanting him to be signed. And since then, he signed with PFL, and he'll be in next year's tournament. But for now, of course, he has to take on David Valente here. And it's not like a shoe-in he's going to win this fight. Valente is not a terrible fighter by any means. He does have some, you know, okay wins in his career, a lot of finishes, but he is coming off 2 straight losses to Bruno Tavares and Kerry 2 Banks, the former UFC fighter. And the fact he is coming off a couple losses while Loftin has ultimate momentum just makes me want to lean towards Loftin even more. So Loftin right now is a minus 550 favorite, Valente plus 400. You've got to favor Loftin. The odds are high. I do expect him to win this fight, though. I believe he'll probably win decision, although I could see a stoppage happening. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Loftin's going to win this fight. I don't overthink it too much. He's a better fighter. PFL wants him to win this fight, and unless Valente pulls off an upset, which could happen because it's PFL and we see a lot of upsets. I don't expect that to happen, though. Next up, we have the light heavyweight championship between Jordan Johnson and Emiliano Sordi, and this is a really, really good fight and a close fight according to the betting odds. Jordan Johnson is a minus 135 favorite. Emiliano Sordi is plus 105, so a very interesting fight. Jordan Johnson, 12-1-1. He was in the UFC for a while. We remember from there. He had a nice run in the UFC. He went 4-0 and then got released. He didn't really have the greatest performance. He's only had one finish in the 4 fights. The UFC ended up cutting him. And we're not even cutting him, really. Just couldn't agree to a contract. He became a free agent, and they just decided he wasn't worth what he wanted to be paid. He's gone to PFL since then. He's just 2-1-1. But he did end up making it to the finals based on his last couple wins over Rashid Yasupov, and then he had the draw against Maxim Grishin. So he had a decent run. He did have the loss to Grishin, but he bounced back with the draw that advanced him to the finals. So I mean, he's had an okay run. I'm not as high as Jordan Johnson as I once was. I thought he would be a really good prospect and a good fighter, but he's turned into a decent fighter. I just don't think he's as good as a lot of us thought he'd be. Sordi, on the other hand, is kind of the opposite. He's 21-8 in his career, and he's a guy that really started off kind of slow, and he's kind of worked his way back up, which is nice to see. He had a couple fights. He had the Contender Series fight against Ryan Spann, lost. He fought in Bellator, lost. But since coming to PFL, he's looked great. 5-1, and he's actually on a four-fight win streak. This season alone, he's beaten Vinny Magalhaes, Buzzygeet Ataev twice, and Sigi Pesaleli. So he's had a really nice run. All of his last four wins are by stoppage in PFL. Actually, almost all of his wins in his career are by stoppage. So this guy's a finisher. This is an interesting fight. I mean, Jordan Johnson is a grinder, and he's going to be looking to take down Sorti and just kind of hold him on the ground, I believe. But Sorti has knockout power, and Sorti has momentum coming in this fight. Interesting fight. I can't blame people who are betting on Johnson because I can see why they're going to pick him here. They think he's probably going to just grind Sorti, but for five rounds, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. I think Sorti in five rounds can actually connect on Johnson and finish him. So my pick's going to be Emiliano Sorti to pick up the upset win here and win the light heavyweight tournament. I do believe he could actually get a finisher within the five rounds. So that'd be my pick. Plus 105, Sorti, I believe, will win the light heavyweight championship. Next up, we have a featherweight championship bout between Lance Palmer and Alex Gilpin. I got to keep pointing in mind that this one is actually the third fight these guys have had this year alone. So Gilpin's taking the fight on somewhat short notice, filling in for Daniel Pineda, but of course, he's fought a lot this year, so he's probably going to be in good shape. But still, they have fought already twice this year, and Palmer came up strong in both those fights. So Lance Palmer, 21-3 record. Guy's an excellent fighter. I mean, really is one of the best featherweights in the world. And right now, he's coming off a 10-fight win streak. He won the last season's tournament, and there's no reason to think he won't win this one either. Gilpin is coming off the loss to Palmer, and this year alone in PFL, he's 2-2. He did beat Andre Harrison, which was a huge win, and Freddie Asuncao, but the losses to Palmer hurt, obviously. He is a Contender Series veteran. Was another guy that won on the Contender Series, didn't get signed, but he's looked really good in PFL besides Palmer's fights. But, you know, the fact they fought twice this year alone makes me think, like, why would anything be different, especially with Lance Palmer, like, just being such a good fighter, such a dominant fighter. He honestly should be in the UFC, but he's making more money in PFL, so why would he go to the UFC? He's going to make $1 million again, probably. Lance Palmer is a minus 1,100 favorite. Gilpin is a plus 620 underdog. There's no reason to think Lance Palmer won't win this fight, but the odds are too crazy. I wouldn't play him at minus 1,100. There's no value there. If anything, you want to take a look at the props because there's the value there. Do you think Gilpin gets finished? That's the question. Because if you do Palmer by stoppage, is plus 190. And with five rounds to do it, there's a good chance he could. Playing it safe, Palmer by decision is minus 165. It's up to you guys which way you're going to go with that, because I don't think playing minus 1100 is worth it, but one of these props probably is got some good value there. It's hard to say which one. I would rather go with inside the distance, honestly, a plus money, plus 190, but it is risky because Palmer could end up just grinding this fight and going the full five rounds. I just think with 25 minutes to work, there's a good chance he could actually get a stoppage win. Next up, we have the lightweight championship between Nathan Schulte and Loic Radziboff. Schulte is a defending champion as well. And Schulte's an excellent fighter, 19-3-1 in his career. He's looked really good as of late. He's on a six-fight win streak, and overall, he has not lost his last nine fights. An excellent fighter, and Loic Radziboff is very underrated as well, 13-1-1, excuse me. And he is only just 2-1-1 in PFL, but he has fought some pretty solid competition. He's looked okay and made to the finals, so good for him. The odds on this one, I got to mention, are Schulte minus 240 and Radziboff plus 180. Last year, Schulte was a huge underdog against Rashid Magomedov, and I had him there, and he ended up winning. This year, he's a big favorite, and I think for good reason. I believe that Schulte will win this fight as well. He deserves to be favored after winning last year's tournament. He's looked excellent this year. He beat Akhmed Aliyev, Ramzi Nijem, Jesse Ronson, and Yin King Bao this year alone. Excellent, excellent wins there. And Radziboff, he did beat Chris Wade and Yildiz Yuron, but he had the loss to Magomedov, which hurts, and then the draw against Magomedov. So, the win over Chris Wade definitely was nice, and it got him to the finals. So he's been okay, but Schulte's just, to me, more proven, and I believe he'll win this fight. It should be interesting, though. I wouldn't completely write Radziboff off on this one. I do think he has a chance to win this fight, but I have to go with Schulte to win. I believe he probably does end up grinding up decision, and the odds on that are Schulte by decision plus 380. I think there's some value there, possibly. There's also the prop on him winning inside distance, minus 120. I mean, it's possible because Radziboff might gas out here, but Schulte inside distance at plus 380, by decision at plus 380, there could be value there. That's a pretty crazy line for a guy that does often go to decision. Next up, we have the heavyweight finals between Jared Rochelt and Ali Asayev. This is not going to be one of the more fun fights in the card, in my opinion. Hopefully it ends quickly, because if it does, it could be really, really ugly to watch. And right now we have Ali Issaev -580 and Jared Rosso +415. Issaev 8-0, 36 years old though, so he's an older guy, but he's only been fighting for 3 years and he's looked great, undefeated in Fight Nights Global. And then since coming to PFL, 4-0, beat Denis Koltsov in the last second in his last fight, which was a really good win. Also beat Kelvin Tiller, Carla Suarez-Toffa, and Valdrin Estrefi. So he's looked pretty good. And then Rochal, 20-7 in his career, 33 years old. Former UFC fighter, we remember from his days in the UFC. He beat some decent names like Stefan Struve-Harris, but he's really struggled the last few years, I think, in PFL. And basically made to the finals kind of just because the heavyweight division is not very good. He lost to Denis Koltsov in his first fight this year and then beat Satoshi Ishii, Mo Derice, and Kelvin Tiller in a short-notice fight to advance to the finals. I'm not a huge believer in Jared Rosholt. I did like him. I think it was the Derice fight he was a big underdog in. I just like the matchup there, but this matchup I don't like. Issaev should be able to match the wrestling and the striking. I think would actually just be in his favor because Rosholt doesn't have a good chin. I think Issaev probably does end up finishing this fight. Prop on Issaev inside distance is -235, so only half of like what the money line is. Not really good odds. And then him by decision is actually +335. I just don't see this fight going the five rounds. It's a heavyweight fight. So I like Issaev here. -580 is obviously pretty high, but I do expect a lot of people to put him in a parlay. Next up, we have the welterweight finals between Ray Cooper 3 and David Michaud. I really like this fight as well. Nice fight here. I'm a big fan of Ray Cooper, and David Michaud looks really good. Ray Cooper right now is a -155 favorite. David Michaud +125. So one of the closer line fights in the card. Ray Cooper, 19-7-1, only 26 years old. He had a rough start to this season when he did beat Zinka Malka, but then he got knocked away John Howard in brutal fashion. Had the draw against Saturday C and then beat Chris Curtis to advance to the finals. So this is a guy that went to the finals last year, kind of out of nowhere, beat Jake Shields twice, two huge upside wins there, and then ended up losing to Magomed Karimov in the finals. But with Magomed Karimov hurt this year, Cooper is advanced and doesn't have to fight him again. So I do think Cooper should be favored here, and he is. And then David Michaud, he's actually looked really good, 18-5 in his career. He's on a 3-fight win streak, lost to Savage C, but since then beat Anderson, Faye, John Howard, and Glago Franco. He's looked pretty good. Former UFC fighter as well, former Bellator fighter. He has a lot of experience in the cage. He is a pretty tough dude, hard to finish, but I just think Ray Cooper's got too much power, man. I like Ray Cooper here, guys. I think he does finish the fight. -155, I think, you know, you have to kind of look for the closer line fights in this card. And I think Cooper, there's, I think, value on him to win this fight because I do believe he's a better fighter. And with five rounds to finish the fight, I think he's going to do that. And then the main event of the evening is the women's lightweight title bout between Kayla Harrison and Larissa Pacheco. Kayla Harrison, 6-0, super prospect, 29 years old. She's right in her prime. 5 or 6 wins by stoppage. And Pacheco, she is 13-3, 25 years old, so really young. A former UFC fighter. She had a rough run in the UFC, by the way. Like, looking back, she fought Jessica Andrade and Jermaine Duranemi. I thought, honestly, she was going to do really well in the UFC because she had that win over Irene Adonna back in Jungle Fight 7 years ago now. Amazing performance there, but since then, kind of struggled. She has at least bounced back a bit in PFL. She beat Sarah Kaufman in her last fight. I did like her in that one as an underdog. This fight, obviously, I don't like her in. They've already fought this year, and Harrison won decisions. So it was the first decision of her career. Pacheco was able to tough it out and get the three rounds. But with this being a five-round fight, I'm not sure if that's going to happen, guys. I like Harrison here. She should be able to finish the fight. The prop on Harrison by stoppage is -285. So, again, it's hard to say there's value on that. And I want to say the money line is -1250 Harrison, Pacheco +680. So just to recap, my picks would be Kayla Harrison, Ray Cooper, Ali Issaev, Nathan Schulte, Lance Palmer, Emiliano Sordi as an underdog, and Brendan Loughton. So I think most of the favorites are going to win on this card, but you probably will see an upset or two. I'm going to pick Sordi as one of the upsets, but honestly, it wouldn't shock me if one of these other big favorites went down. We've seen a lot of upsets in PFL over the last few years, and it could happen tonight, but as you can see from the odds makers and the betting public don't believe that's going to be the case. All right, time to talk about Ryzen. All right, again, I didn't end up watching this card, but I'm going to go through the results here. So the first call fights were lightweight tournament semifinals, and Petruki Pimple knocked out Luis Gustavo with a soccer kick. I did see this. Go on Twitter and find the GIF. It's pretty crazy. And then Toki Musayev defeats Johnny Case by knockout. Pimple ended up fighting Musayev in the finals, and the winner of the lightweight tournament was Toki Musaev by decision defeats Patricio Pitbull. So that's a big win for him. Pitbull's a very good fighter, obviously, but Musaev is an excellent prospect. That's a huge win for him. Some of the other results that are definitely worth noting here. Patrick Mix defeats Yuki Montoya. Patrick Mix, excellent fighter in Bellator. Jake Ewan surprises with a knockout win over Satoshi Ishii. That's a big one for him. Yuri Prochazka knocks out Stevie Dalloway. I think we all saw that coming. Reyna Kubota defeats Lindsey Van Zandt. That was a towel thrown by the corner. Wow, okay, I got to look at that. One of the upsets on the card, Sohee Ham defeats Ayaka Hamasaki. They have fought twice before. Hamasaki won both fights, but they were 10 years ago. So, you know, hopefully you guys picked up on that. And Hamasaki, or Yam, is now the super atomweight champion of Ryzen. Tenshin Nasukawa defeats Rui Abada in a kickboxing bout. And the main event of the evening, Mano Cape, gets revenge against Kai Asakura with a second-round knockout to win the Ryzen Bantamweight Championship. So that's a huge win by Cape. Very good fighter out of Portugal. He's an excellent fighter. And Asakura is very good as well. So these guys are going to fight again. There's no doubt about it. They are two excellent young fighters in the Bantamweight division. And Kyoji Horiguchi being hurt, that kind of sucks, but that division overall is very good. And it's a shame that the UFC doesn't have these guys, because I think they could be big stars, but, you know, Ryzen promotes them, they love them, and these guys are really good. And Cape coming off a nice win over Takeya Mitsugaki before this. So this guy is really on fire right now. I mean, that's a big win for him, and he's looked really good. So from what I heard, it was a great card. I wasn't able to watch. If you guys did, please let me know how it was, but I've heard it was great. So that's good to hear. And just a couple of fight announcements before I get out of here, guys. So UFC London, my boy Chisanga Malata, who I went to Brazil with earlier this year, he broke a couple of fights for UFC London, including a fight between Lerone Murphy and Gabriel Benitez. So Lerone Murphy, 8-0-1. He's an English fighter. He's coming off a draw against Sabar Tuhogov, which I think, considering the odds, was actually a good result for him. And this guy is a pretty good fighter. Takes on Benitez here. And Benitez, 21-7, so a lot of experience. He is coming off an awful loss to Sodiq Yusuf. He has had some good wins, though, in the UFC, like Jason Knight, Humberto Bandini, Sam Cecilia. So he got some decent wins. It's obviously a step up for Murphy in some ways, because Benitez is a very underrated fighter. But you got to go with Lerone Murphy in this fight, guys. I just think he's the better fighter. And the other fight that was added to this card is a fun lightweight bout between Mark Diakiesi and Stevie Ray. Mark Diakiesi is 14-3 in his career, and the UFC, he's just 4-3 overall, but he did snap a three-fight losing streak in his last two fights. Wins were Joseph Duffy and Landon Vidana, so he looked pretty good, and nice to see him get back in the winning track, because this guy is a fun fighter to watch. And Stevie Ray, he's another guy who's been inconsistent during his career. He is 23-9, which is nice, but in the UFC, you know, he started off with a 5-1 record, and since then, he's just 2-3. He is coming off a win over Michael Johnson, though. A very controversial decision there. Majority decision. A lot of people thought he lost the fight. I did, but he still got the nod, so good for him. I got to go with DKC in this fight, though. Just looked a lot better lately than Stevie Ray. I just kind of lost my belief in Stevie Ray, so that would be my pick in that one. As far as news and stuff goes, Dana White did an interview with ESPN. He talked about a few different things, including Nick Diaz. He says that the matchmakers are speaking to Nick Diaz about a return. He also said the UFC is working on Israel Adesanya versus Yoel Romero. It's rumored for UFC 248. He says Conor McGregor wants the BMF title, and he believes Willie Zhang will become one of the biggest stars in the UFC. So definitely it was an interesting interview with Dana talking about a lot of different things. So definitely go and check that out if you want to see what Dana was saying. And that's about it. So last podcast of the decade, guys. Appreciate you tuning in as always. And I'll be back tomorrow for the New Year's edition of the podcast. You guys can check me out on Twitter at @MMAdamMartin. And I'm always available there if you want to talk about MMA. MMAAltsberger.com is my home, the home of the podcast. You can also check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARace.net. All right, guys, that's it for 2019. The podcast is over. Crazy stuff. Well, I'll be back tomorrow for a New Year's edition. You can even see the snow going out in the backyard there. So, guys, have a great day. Enjoy your New Year's. Stay safe. If you're drinking, please don't drive. Just stay safe, guys, and we'll make it to you tomorrow. And hopefully PFL tonight is going to be a good card. Looks good on paper. I think it's going to be a pretty good card. So hopefully it's pretty sweet. Guys, have a wonderful New Year's. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great day. Have a good one, guys. Bye.